passion and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
This might be college football heaven.
Final hour of the program on President's Day. Thanks for being here. And we have a lot going on this afternoon, and we will continue with this headline right here. Kentucky, biggest win of the year at Auburn, prohibitive underdog. Let's start with John Calipari after the game.
Please just lead my players, let them be young and learn, and keep attacking me. I may be the worst in the country. Just attack me and leave these kids alone, okay? Thank you. And yes.
John, early in the season, you got... Just following up on that, this is kind of the first time you guys have really had a true, like, just demoralizing game just in this building, demoralizing injury.
This was not a demoralizing game. It was a good team that played a really good game. What's demoralizing about a loss to Kentucky when they play well? So I can't even begin to answer that. Do I look demoralized to you? Anybody think I'm demoralized?
It's kind of a testament to where you guys are.
Yeah. No, the point is, and this is what I want you guys to understand. I mean, our guys have been achieving at a high level. I mean, they've been... And oh, by the way, it's funny. I looked at the schedule the other day, and we're playing South Carolina, and they're 20-3. And they've won 7 in a row. And I said to my son, Steven, I said, you know what? This might be the easiest game of the next 4. Looking at Kentucky here, even going to the road to Georgia, then going to Tennessee. And so for these kids to have grinded and be in the position, guys, come on, demoralized.
These are the standings in the SEC. And yes, Coach Pearl, my hand is up. You look demoralized to me. I mean, you have to ask. That was a bizarre. Here you got Cal with his biggest win of the year, and he starts off chastising the media about something that I'm not sure they're guilty of. And then Pearl gets defensive about being demoralized. I was demoralized watching him deny being demoralized. Dominic is up next in Pittsburgh.
Hey, Paul, how was your weekend?
What's up, Dominic? Were you off today?
Yep, for President's Day. Happy President's Day.
How did you spend your holiday?
Over the weekend, we went down to Deep Creek, Maryland. We went snow tubing with some friends, watched a bunch of movies, and filled out the house.
How cool.
All right, but I wanted to call in and talk about last Friday and some Bama basketball. But first, I would like to personally thank the GOAT himself, Jim from Tuscaloosa, for coming to my defense last Friday.
Well, I'm glad.
But how about the?
Yeah, go ahead.
How about the Crimson Tide basketball team, Paul? Their big win over the weekend, combined with Kentucky's big win over Auburn, has them sitting pretty for the number one seed in SEC. But the remaining schedule is brutal, don't you think so?
Yeah, but I think when you consider that his entire coaching staff got wiped out, and most of his roster got wiped out, the job that Nate Oates did to me would qualify him as a National Coach of the Year candidate. I mean, this guy's done an amazing job.
Yeah, I agree with you, Paul. But about last Friday, I got real upset after hearing Griffith's comments, and unfortunately, my vocabulary from hanging out in a high school football locker room for the last 8 years got the best of me.
Yeah, by the way, Griff was on the show. You responded. You said he had blank for brains, and a lot of us were, ooh. You did apologize, and that's all you can do.
Yeah, and if you want, can you pull my report card up my mom sent to Daniel last week?
Yeah, we did get your report card today, Dominic. Not bad for a 12-year-old. I saw a lot of A's on there.
Yeah, straight A's, Paul, with playing football and basketball.
How are you able to play two sports and get that good of grades?
I don't know. It's all in the mind, Paul.
Nice, humble kid.
But one last thing, and I promise it's clean. I respectfully disagree with I-Man and AJ. Maybe AJ needs to smell the coffee. And Mr. Griffiths was disrespecting the Tide, Coach DeBoer, and more importantly, Coach Saban. And after last week's phone calls about little blue pills, dates for Larry, and politics, he kind of handed me a layup that I felt needed. Slam dunk! Roll down Tide, Paul. See you later, buddy.
Yeah. Thanks, Dominic. Yeah, for the record, we can confirm that we did receive Dominic's report card. Johnny B., how are you?
Ladies and gentlemen, fighting out of the red corner from Nashville, Tennessee, by the way of Texas, we have Randall, Tech, Bob, fighting out of the blue corner from Pell City, by way of the feed store, we have Todd. What do you think about that card?
That's a good match. I tell you what, I don't think there's anybody that calls in this show that could get by Randall Tex Cobb, even at 73.
He scared me, and I ain't scared of nothing but scary stuff. But I found out something about Dominic. His last name's McAfee. I think he's got to be related to Pat McAfee because, you know, how McAfee,
you know what, he could be. He could be McAfee's son.
Yeah, and he's pushing the
McAfee's
edge,
from that part of the country, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah, that kind of hit me. They were on Alabama basketball earlier, and he mentioned that. And today is Mark Sears, the guard's birthday, so I want to wish him a happy birthday. And then one other thing here about Adina was talking about Coach Yo and how she thought she was inspirational. I think it was about a year ago you had her tell her entire story about coming here from the Bahamas and how
people need
to look that up. That's pretty amazing to me.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we get to meet a lot of great people, but she is one of the true joys in this league, and we've been with her husband.
I got one more thing.
What's that?
I got one more thing. You said Saban versus Tuberville in the Senate race earlier. Right. I don't think you've heard the Yellow Dog Democrats in Alabama used to. They'd vote for Yellow Dog
over.
Over, and then we've got Orange Man MAGAs, and I just don't see Saban running on the Republican ticket. I mean,
that would be very difficult because it would. Now, again, here's the problem though, you can't project 2 years out because we don't know what the next 6 months are going to happen. We have no idea.
I'd have never thought any way in the world. To me, Doug Jones was a statesman. He was a Democrat, and you know.
Yeah, but Johnny.
But to me, he was 100 times better than.
You live there, and you know, just to cut right to the chase, the reason that Tommy Tuberville, I mean, forget beating Doug Jones. He had to get past. He had to get past Jeff Sessions first, and he got past Sessions because the former president torpedoed Sessions.
Yeah. All you got to do to win here is say you've seen Saban, know Saban, or something.
I mean, the amazing thing is if Saban ran as a Democrat, that would be where the drama would be. First of all, you can't predict 26 until you know what happens in 24.
I just, you know, I think whoever made that up probably didn't think about that it wouldn't be
thing that Tuberville has to have is the support of his benefactor, and if he has that, then he'll get reelected, assuming that all that matters. But I think that would be very difficult to anticipate right now. It is only February. Thanks for the call. John is up next in South Carolina. Hello, John.
Hey, Paul, how are you doing?
We are doing great.
Great. Yeah, I lived in Alabama for a long time, and now we live in Greenville, South Carolina. And I want to talk about the cancer call you had earlier about prostate cancer. Anybody that has an issue with that or, you know, is worried about it at all and they get a bad diagnosis, they need to Google a very good friend of mine who lives in Montgomery. They need to Google Lawrence Pierce, Laurens Pierce, Pierce. He was in a really bad place, probably stage 4. and he went to UAB with some experimental treatment, and he's still with us and doing well. So I would recommend anybody that has that issue or concern should Google Lawrence Pierce.
Well, I don't know Lawrence, but I do know UAB has got some of the finest doctors around. So thank you very much for sharing that with us. We take a break. We are working our way through the final hour on President's Day. Your phone call is around the corner.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at Hims.com/Paul. That's Hims.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. Hims.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan.
This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to Amazon.com/ESPN Pods. That's Amazon.com/ESPN Pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
We're back. Let's continue with more calls. Harry is in New Orleans. Hello, Harry.
Good afternoon, Paul. Thanks for taking my call today.
Thank you.
A couple of comments, Paul. Number one, well done, Dominic, today. Fine job. Secondly, Paul, I want to tell you I really enjoyed you I don't know what words to use this, but when you taking care of Mr. Mike Griffith, is it Griffin or Griffith, Paul?
It is Griffith.
Griffith. Yeah, I Paul, that was one of your finest, in my book now. I mean, I'm sure I missed a lot of moments, but that was one of your final moments, Paul.
Well, thank you.
And I really will, I'm going to put that in my Feinbaum Hall of Fame, along with a few other things. It reminded me, Paul, there was only one thing came right to my mind when the show was over. It was probably more skillful than F. Lee Bailey when he took down Mark Furman.
Oh, my goodness. that is considered one of the great cross-examinations in legal history.
I was waiting for you to come with that. Mr. Griffith, have you ever told the truth?
Yeah, well, that's the old trick of defense lawyers or prosecutors when they get a guy to lie five straight times and then go, Mr. Smith, why are we supposed to believe that you're telling the truth now?
Paul, that was great. I'm enjoying the show. Have a great day, Paul.
Always great to hear from you, Harry. One of our favorite callers, Harry, and we're just wild about him. An old song, by the way. Lamar in Tennessee. Hello, Lamar.
Lamar. Hey, Paul. How you doing?
We are doing great. Thank you.
Hey, I had a real quick, kind of interesting story about old Texas Cobb. Me and my buddy went to
a bluegrass club here in Nashville, Station Inn.
Yeah.
And he was Annie Lou Harris's bodyguard. He lived here for a while.
Oh, my goodness. Well, he called us from Nashville tonight.
Right. And my buddy said, hey, man, that's old Tex Cobb sitting over at the bar. And I said, nah, surely not. He said, yeah, it is. Well, anyway, we sat there for a while, and he come walking past us. You got to realize it's dark and loud in that little club. And I thought, man, I'm going to holler at him. I may not ever get another chance. And I said, Tex. Boy, and he turned around with eyes that would, I mean, cut you right in two. And I thought, uh-oh, I may have messed up. But, you know, he shook my hand and stood there and talked to us for 4 or 5 minutes. And he was just as polite. You know, you think about those heavyweight boxers are, you know, kind of dopey or punch drunk, but he wasn't that way at all. He was just as nice as he could be. Stood there and talked to us for, you know, 4 or 5 minutes, asked us how we liked the show. And it was really cool to run into him. And that's a cool thing about living here. You don't ever know who you're going to, you know, run into and all. But I was really, really shocked to get to meet him like that.
I would imagine Lamar Nashville, you're there's no end to the celebrity that you run into.
Oh, there's not. You know, like I said, I play music, and that's one cool thing about it. All these clubs that are in town, you get to, like I say, you never know who you're going to run into.
I'm Keith curious Urban on the same. So, who have you seen play music there?
Oh man, it'd take the rest of the evening to tell you all that. I've played bluegrass for about 35 years, and like I said, you just run into everybody. And everyone I've found so far has just been down to earth and just as common as they could be. You know, that's just what they do for a living.
Well, I don't know, Lamar. You tell me. You live there, but I think country singers are a little bit like the old NASCAR drivers. They needed the public. Where the new modern day singer is a little bit different. I remember I used to cover NASCAR. I walked up to Richard Petty one time. I told him who I was, and I said, any chance I could grab you a minute? He said, just sit down, son. And I spent 45 minutes talking to the guy who was at the time the most famous race car driver. But he also knew how important it was to be talked about.
Yeah, those guys, like I said, most of them I've ever met, you know, we played with Bill Monroe, Ralph Bell, all those guys. They're just as common, and, you know, that's just what they do for a living.
No, I've had the opportunity to meet a few country singers, and I agree with you. I don't know the kind you do because I don't play music, but that is really a great story.
Yeah, it is. Anyway, Tex, his hand, when he shook my hand, Paul, it just wrapped around a baby's hand.
I wonder if he's available for hire. I've got a couple of places I'm thinking about going to that I might need a little help.
Yeah, there you go. I don't even know if he still lives here or not.
I don't know. He called us from Nashville, Lamar, but hey, thanks so much for sharing your story. I tell you, does Handsome Joe play music? Have you ever been in a band, Joe?
Wrong time, wrote Paul Feinbaum. I was in a band.
I was.
It was a high school band, but I mean, it was a band.
So what did you, what instrument did you play?
I played drums for 4 years.
Oh my goodness. You and I, man.
Yeah, I know. We both did air conditioning work. I mean, so we've got a lot in common. We're both passionate about our teams and, you know, all that good stuff. But, you know, I got in about 5 o'clock. I had a doctor visit today, but I was listening to the show on the radio.
Oh, thank you.
And but anyway, what you said about these older country music stars and even NASCAR drivers, they are very personal. I mean, they are. They'll sit down. They'll take you the time of day. You know, they'll talk to you. My mom and dad, they went to Bratson. You know, it's been a few years, but Merle Haggard was playing. And after the show, he came out, just hung out and started talking to everybody, taking pictures with them. And so, you know, that's...
Hey, you know, I was flipping around the radio today coming in, and I heard a song. I don't remember the name of it, but I heard Merle and George Jones doing a song. And I'm like going, man, this is pretty amazing.
Right. You know, of course, George Jones, he's married to Tammy Wynette, you know, at one time. And,
oh, yeah, of course he was.
Of course, you know, God rest their souls now. They're both gone now. But, you know, George was a good one. He used to smell a lot of liquor on his breath.
Yeah,
when he gave
well, that was the idea. I heard the guy introduce the song. He said, sounds like these boys maybe were a little too drunk to even know what they were doing.
Yeah, or even if I showed up at the time.
Yeah, George was pretty famous for no showing.
Right, yep, he was, Paul. But I got in just in time when you had Bruce Pearl on TV. And, man, I've never seen a coach that's laughing and grinning when his team just got beat.
No, I don't want to see that.
They're usually not happy. I mean, that just showed me. I mean, he looked defeated and pathetic to me because I can't see any.
Well, you know what he looked like to me, Joe? He looked completely embarrassed, humiliated, and demoralized.
He did. He kind of reminded me of, you know, Chevy Chase in the Vacation movies.
Oh, yeah.
When Chevy Chase was giving that fake laugh, you know, when things was really sucking at the time.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of what Bruce Pearl reminded me of. We just got beat. Hey, I'm happy. I mean, that things is going great. I mean, that just
nobody
just had that Chevy Chase look to
him. I mean, when Nick Saban lost a game, which happened, what, about once a year, you didn't want to see him happy.
No, he was never happy. Most times he wasn't happy even with a win.
No, he was worse after a win.
Right, he was. He got the bad things because, you know, you're going to have bad points in every game. But anyway, I want to bring this one more thing up about Dwayne down in New Orleans. You know, he said he's wanting to go by Handsome Dwayne. I mean, he can't go by Handsome Dwayne. Paul, I mean, there ain't one handsome one. He's going to have to go by Cutie Pie Dwayne or
you're
better than nothing
one.
Dwayne.
No, you got that
handsome
one copyrighted.
Right, he needs Cutie Pie Dwayne or something like that, you know.
Hey, handsome one, anything new on Valentine's Day? You know, helping out, remember that lady you were going to try?
Yeah, I've got a call, Larry. I guess I can just say it here, but she's not, I stopped by her house and then I called her, but she's not at home right now. She's actually out in California with her daughter
okay.
right now.
You think we can get her and Larry together?
I'm trying my best, you know.
Okay. Well, what's his name? Who's the guy? Todd offered to drive up there, so I'm thinking about it. If they come up, we might meet you up there at that restaurant.
Right. Yep, we can do that. Yep.
Okay. I'll pick up everybody's iced tea.
Yeah. I'll buy the food. You buy the ice.
Hey, Joe. Thanks so much. Jim is up next. Hey, Jim.
Paul, I got to say that. I don't want to brag, but I have to brag sometime. I appreciate the fact that the most potential GOAT of this show or any other show in the next 10 or 15 years and currently, Dominique from Pittsburgh recognized me as the GOAT, and I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well,
you spot
he's smart.
Him, huh?
He's smart.
Well, he's not only smart, Paul. He's smart. He's just got a great voice. He's tailor-made for this stuff. And you know what I'm talking about. This guy, this kid has got more versatility than anybody, and he's five levels above anybody on this show, even me. I'm talking about he's a couple of levels right here above me. But he's just a great kid, a great caller, and I love you, Dominic. And if there's anything I can help you with, I'd love to do that.
You know,
I love
Jim,
your voice.
This is so cool to see the mentoring of the GOAT with the next GOAT.
Well, you know, that's what it's all about, Paul. You know, great players recognize great players. I've always been able to do that. And there's not that many great players.
No.
But I'm telling you, the kid, I don't mean any harm, Dominic. You're just 12 or 13. But like I said, you're going on 35. And you got a brain is better than any 35 I know. And you're better than any caller I know. And you're great for the show. And you're just exceptional at what you do. And we just love you. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Well, Jim, that's great to hear on a holiday like this, so we appreciate it.
Well, I mean, you know what I mean.
I do. Jim, paying it forward with the next generation of Page 54s. We will take a short break.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/network. Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue and ready for the play. And boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
This tonight, South Carolina's women's basketball go behind the scenes with the number one team in the country and Vanderbilt. AJ is up next. Good afternoon.
Hey, Paul. Did you get my report card, Paul?
I did. You did a really nice job in arithmetic.
Yeah, I know how to add up two dummies. A young and an old one, all in one lick. But, you know, Dominic, I want to give you some advice, son. And that is, always remember, your mentor has the highest GED test score as of today. So what that means, Dominic, is you're going to be mentored by the smartest loser in the damn state, the smartest quitter. That's what he is. He quits everything he does. He's not going to finish teaching you anything, because if you learn anything from Jim, it's going to be how to be the most hated, habitual, uneducated, idiotic liar that there is on the planet. He can't even say the word expletive, Paul. He said expletive four times last Friday while he was in his support. And another thing, too, everybody on the calls in here sitting here talking about Auburn losing one home game, y'all can kiss my war eagled ass. Poor damn eagle.
Angry Auburn fan there. That's what I got out of that call. Chris is up next in Tuscaloosa. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Paul. How are you?
We're doing great. Thank you.
Well, I got to tell you, I kind of felt like you had President Joe Biden call in your first call today after listening to the nonsense gibberish coming out of Daryl's mouth as usual.
By the way, I think that's unkind to Biden.
I agree, and we all know kind of where the president's at. But you know what I don't understand is how bad Daryl has Bama-itis. I mean, we call it Saban-itis, but I really think it's Bama-itis.
Yeah, I think you're right.
I don't think he can get over the fact that, you know, quite frankly, the dominance, the true dominance in college football, didn't exist in Athens, Georgia. And I lived in Georgia in 2012. I lived over there for a year in Noonan, Georgia. And if you remember, that was the year in the SEC championship when Georgia didn't basically that receiver caught that ball.
Oh, yeah.
Right. And ran the clock out on them and they lost to us. And that's kind of been the story. If you go back through the history, right, between Georgia and Alabama, you know, isn't Kirby Smart 1-5 against Nick Saban? And with Nick Saban retiring, he will always be 1-5 against Nick Saban. And to hear somebody like Daryl and like every other Georgia fan, quite honestly, in their world of non-reality that they live in, he will always be 1-5 against Saban. He's never going to change that record. And I'm sure that hurts. But when I lived over in Georgia that year, I mean, I was taking my car to get worked on at a place, and I had to listen to this dude who was going to be working on my car for half an hour in my face telling me, we didn't lose that game. We didn't lose that game. I go, dude, I don't know what the score was. I don't know what you saw, but y'all lost that game. No, we didn't lose that game. You didn't beat us. We didn't lose that game. And that's Georgia. Georgia fans are just, I mean, if they want to act that way, just go to the Big Ten, because that sounds like Ohio State fans to me. Roll damn tide, Paul.
Thank you very, very much. Susie is up next in Georgia. Hello, Susie.
Hi, Paul. I just said I'm glad you accepted my call late. Thank you. I had to respond to Dominic as a retired teacher. Dominic, you're a great kid, and it sounds like you're an all-around athlete. You're very bright. I just, first of all, to your parents, if you pick Jim to be your mentor, and your parents agree to that, if they have listened to Jim call this show on many things and how he talks and how he talks about people, I don't think that's the mentor you want to have. Second of all, Dominic, humility. You're a great caller, and you're doing great things, but no one likes someone that brags, bragging about your grades, bragging about, you know, the stuff that you're doing. Keep the great caller that you're doing, Dominic, but be humble. Have some humility, because no one really wants to listen to anybody bragging. That's all I have to say, Paul.
By the way, Susie, how many years did you teach?
37.
Okay, just trying to establish your credentials here.
Well, yeah, and then I sat down with many a ball player or whatever that, you know, all of a sudden wasn't getting to play and was upset, and I would sit down with them and say, you're a ball hog. You talk about how great you are. You've got to think about these things. There's a lot of great people out there, but you don't tell them. I don't tell people about my accolades that I have. From teaching, I just don't. I just don't talk about myself like that. And as a 12-year-old, if you're starting to do that now on national, you know, television and radio, you got to calm down a little bit, buddy. You're a great kid, but I don't want to hear that you sent Paul your report card. And yeah, that's why I'm doing all these sports. I don't know, Paul. I don't know if I'm being off on that, but. You know, and then Jim called.
Hey, Susie,
and said,
I think you have the experience, and you offered an opinion met with concern and love. Thank you so much for that. Jim is next.
You know, it's no mystery now why so many kids taught by somebody like her, 37 years long, is probably failing in everything, and the country's going to hell. Thanks, Susie, for your crap. You're talking about arrogant. You're the most arrogant. I want to say things that I can't say, but you're the most arrogant, belligerent nobody. You want to be a somebody. You don't know anything about what you're talking about, and you try to come on here and take control like you rule this roost. You don't rule any of this. You don't know anything about sports. You're a dumb old lady, in my opinion, and I mean it. And I'm sorry. I just have to say the truth. You just come on here and degrade me. And yeah, I'm doing exactly what you said that I was doing, because I like to criticize warped-minded people like you, and that's what you are. And you shouldn't hear you coming after a little kid, 12 years old, who's a brilliant, bright boy and should be encouraged, but you want to come in and beat him down. You stink, Phoebe. You just stink. You really do. Thanks, Paul. I appreciate it.
Thank you very much. We'll take a short break here, and we'll be back with the final minutes on this very happy holiday.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.